Senior Story. Someone is always watching you. Chapter 2. Buddy. Ms. Davies, with her newfound friend from work, pulled into the parking lot of the Oak Forest Animal Rescue. "This is going to be exactly what your little Jamila needs to pull her out of her depression." As soon as they entered, Ms. Davies was all smiles. What a happy, yappy place it was. She was overwhelmed by the number of eager dogs. They all seemed to be smiling back, trying their best to impress this new person so they could be the chosen one and added to her family. The volunteers were very helpful and answered all her questions about adoption, costs, care, and training. Help would always be available if she needed it. That day marked the turning point for Jamila. A week later, she and her puppy were bouncing all over the furniture and playing chase through the yard. At school, she told everyone about her new furry friend, Buddy, the name she had selected because it was exactly what she had needed, a buddy. Ever since that glorious day, 1 year ago, Jamila and her mom volunteered at Oak Forest every week. For the next 2 hours, Jamila was either brushing and cuddling cats or throwing frisbees and assisting trainers in the dog's play yard. She always seemed to have a current favorite, and Bowser was her puppy pal right now. They tumbled on the grass together and played catch until Bowser fell asleep on her lap, exhausted. As they left the rescue, a young girl, along with her mother, who was pulling a reluctant dog on a leash, plodded slowly toward the entrance.
"No, Mama, no. Please, please don't give Herbie away," wailed the girl. "I can share some of my dinner," she choked out between sniffs and snobs.
"Too many mouths to feed. I'm so sorry, honey."
For 1 second, the girl glanced at Jamila. As their eyes met, Jamila thought, "Oh, if only I could do something to help her keep her dog." Her heart ached as she prayed quietly, "God, isn't there a way to help this girl?" Jamila had made many friends at school when she had adopted Buddy. Puppies are magnets for attention, and lots of kids wanted to meet him, which resulted in many new friendships. She had become rather popular because of him. Since most kids weren't able to afford a dog, she was always willing to let others play with him. Buddy had brought happiness back into her life when she was so lonely, and now she wanted to make others happy, too. Popular as she was, not everyone knew her. The most popular person at Riverdale Elementary School was Tarek. Not because he had more friends or was a great student or athlete, but because he was the worst bully that the school had ever encountered.